Let's get rid of these tickets before we run out of time. It just flies when you're in it. Phoenix Suns tickets. This is for March 23rd against the Lakers, 7 p.m. What is? Text your answer to 411-923. The first correct answer to know the official, unanimous, recommended filter for your air conditioning unit. We'll get to go.
You didn't even have to be listening very long.
No. That's kind of a freebie there.
All right.
411-923. Text your answer. We'll send you tickets.
All right. Now, and again, we have Rual, who couldn't hold on, but wanted to know the best way of running a ductwork. We were talking about the rigid ductwork. We were talking about, you know, so much of the ductwork now has gone to flex, which I was against for a long, long time because of the extra turbulence within the ribs of the system and all of that. And so much of it was installed just
poorly.
Oh, man. But let's talk ductwork a little bit. If you've got ducts running down your bedroom hall in the soffit area, is there any way to get in there and increase the efficiency of that ductwork from the inside or the outside? And how would you check it to see if it was sealed?
Yeah, I mean, by doing an energy audit, if you have that older duct system that's hard metal that lives in the soffit, it really depends on the home. If you're having comfort issues, we typically would recommend you reduct the house and get some new R8 flex put in there, and that way we can guarantee the comfort in the house. If that's not the investment you're looking to make and maybe it's not a severe comfort issue, simple things like just an aero seal. You could be losing a lot of that air conditioning up into the attic through that hard metal duct system. So sealing that properly is going to give you a lot more airflow in a lot of those rooms, and as well as you're going to get the utility savings.
I don't think either one of you two guys are old enough, but there was a while in the 70s we were installing an insulated rigid duct board. I never understood why that didn't take off and become more popular.
I can have moisture issues, and you can. They were doing it out of fiberglass, and the idea was they were going to put plastic over it on the inside so that you're not breathing fiberglass. Fiberglass, if you breathe it, is cancerous, and so what was happening is the plastic eventually went away, and then you have severe health issues. So, okay. If you do have duct board, I would definitely get an inspection and make sure that you have something protecting you from breathing that air. It's extremely dangerous.
And your opinion of rigid versus flexed up?
Yeah, rigid, like you said, is a smooth surface. So you're going to be typically you're down a hallway in the older homes. You have the rigid ducting, but in comparison, the cost is drastically higher. You've got to wrap it with insulation. You typically have a lot more junction points. Every 4 feet, you'll have a junction, and those are leak potentials. Flex duct, you're going to run longer runs, less transition joints, less opportunity for leaks. And when you have an attic, if you were to price out the difference, you're never going to go with sheet metal. No homeowner I've ever shown both to pick sheet metal because of the cost difference.
Okay. And you're not losing a lot of efficiency through the flex?
Not at all. We compensate for the turbulence with the proper size. So you just have and it runs smooth through there.
And the turbulence is created because this flex duct is a ribbed system. It's like an accordion that you kind of stretch out. And as you look down the center, down the inside of this ductwork, you have those little metal ribs all the way down. That's
correct.
What's causing the turbulence.
Yes. But we don't find that it negatively affects the system much.
Designed and installed correctly. Now, I've seen it go up through rafters and through the trusses and over here and over there through the hills and dales. And, I mean, it's got to be installed correctly.
Absolutely. And we see all the time where it's not installed correctly and we're having to redo things. Kinks in the line. You want basically as little turns and transitions and kinks as possible for smooth running airflow.
Okay. And we've got Jim. Jim, I'm going to ask you to hold on, and we're not going to be able to answer your entire question here before we have to break. So hold on, and we'll get you at the bottom of the hour and get you a full and complete answer. To indicate how important duct work is, let's talk about the ductless systems. I mean, we're seeing SEER ratings in ducted systems that are going how high now?
The maximum you'll see in a 2-ton is 26, and then you can get in the 3 and 4 tons, they'll drop down to 25 or 23.
Okay, and you're paying what kind of a premium for that unit?
The lowest cost systems today are in the, they can be as low as 5 or 6 depending on brand, and then the highest you can get is somewhere between 13 and 15 for the best of the best.
And then if we go to the ductless system.
If you're talking whole house ductless, you will pay a lot more than a whole house ducted system. So you can be, depending on how many rooms, there, it's all about not necessarily the cubic volume of air, but more the amount of rooms we have to put a head in. But you can be somewhere between 25 and 30,000 for a whole house
and then,
with a lot of rooms.
And but you're operating at what, SEER value?
Right. So you have the, let's say you get a 22 SEER ductless. And then you're not having the ductwork running through the attic, where in Phoenix it's 160 degrees, in Tucson you're 120, 130. That heat gain costs you, it can be 15 to 20%. Then if you add on top of that, that most ducting systems in Arizona have leaks, you can lose another 30 to 40% of the efficiency. So you've got, with the ductless not having all that heat gain and blowing air into the attic, huge energy savings there. And on top of that, you can control each room independently, and the compressors being variable speed will shift the refrigerant and the cooling to where it needs to be. Even if you ran the house all at the same temperature, not all the systems will operate at full capacity. It's going to operate the rooms that are getting hit by the sun.
It's really the air conditioning of the future. We've just got to see the equipment come down a little bit in price and make it more reasonable. Folks, when we get back, we'll be taking Jim in Mesa as well as your call at 1-888-767-4348. Summer's coming. Let's get that air conditioning unit in shape.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.